recording.
Kind of quiet.
Maybe it's am I quiet?
Little, but
how about now?
Your personality.
I'm known as a mousy type.
Just in color. Like a dusting of what color are mice? Let's get started with something hard hitting.
Oh, fuck. I did not prepare myself for this.
It's all right. Just do your best.
Mice are sort of, I got to describe the color without saying mouse. They're sort of like Yeti colored.
It's an incandescent.
Yeah.
That describes them pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeti colored. So like... Like an off-white, because a Yeti, you don't want to see a Yeti in the snow, right?
Depends on the Yeti, right? There's different regional Yetis.
Oh, does a Bigfoot count as a Yeti?
I think that's a Yeti. Yeah.
Okay, that's a
subclass of Yeti.
Northwestern Yeti.
Yeah, okay. Yetis are they just guys that wear ghillie suits full time?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in constant sniper mode. Oh, that reminds me. We had one of my former coworkers, Janelle, had a dad. Still does, probably.
Uh-huh. Like she gave birth to a dad.
She had a dad. And this dad, he's a pretty interesting guy. His name is John. She had a lot of John stories, and one of them was he bought a ghillie suit, and for Halloween he would just Halloween and other times I think he would just hide in bushes.
Wow.
Fucking jump out and scare kids.
Wow.
Like, I mean, how good a dad move is that?
That is a great dad. Yeah. You know, I was looking up ghillie suits. They're not that expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're like, you can get a good ghillie suit for like under $200.
What makes a high quality one? Probably like...
How many gills there are on them.
A gillion. Yeah. So, well, I mean, you should get a ghillie suit.
Obviously. Get a ghillie suit. You know, I have a fair number of like novelty costumes, but I feel like a ghillie suit has a lot of utility to it.
Yeah, you go camping, you don't go camping, like you wear it around New York.
Those are the two states to be, camping or not camping. That's all you're doing.
It's a binary condition of life, is camping or not camping.
Yeah, are you camping right now?
Are we camping? Is this camping?
I think we are camping.
Like it's like a, you know, we're staring at glowing screens, which is like a campfire. It's
similar to a campfire.
We're speaking of the nature of things and being and philosophy.
We are sharing stories.
Exactly. I mean, that's camping.
It's camping.
Sure. Bear could show up at any moment.
Yep. Dude.
We know a lot about camping.
When's the last time you actually went camping? Like conventional camping.
Not like some sort of glamping situation in a glitzy yurt. I've never done that, but it seems like something I'd be into.
Yeah, rich people love yurts,
they
right?
really do. I wonder what that is. There's like some Mongolian like yurt grifter out there.
Yeah.
Who's like really good with like rich people, gets into all the right parties. Like, you got it. And, you know, sort of start seeding the keeping up with the Joneses thing. Like, did you hear that so-and-so got a yurt?
Yeah, dude.
And then they got to have one.
Yeah, I feel like every richo has a yurt. I feel like Fire Festival was all about yurts.
Yeah.
And geodesic domes.
Yep. Yeah. Man. It seems like a thing that's like a very Joshua Tree.
It is very Joshua Tree.
Yeah. Which I don't hate, you know. I'll hang out in a weird desert.
I visited a yurt before.
Have you?
Yeah, my friend had a yurt at his 30th birthday party, and we went to Joshua Tree, and we did a bunch of drugs in the desert. And
I like the idea that it was like a kid's birthday party in the backyard.
Yeah, it was
a yurt.
It was at McDonald's Playland. We assembled a yurt.
Just in the ball pit.
In the ball pit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was that the last time you went camping?
Actually, yeah, it was. We camped there like one night in the middle of nowhere. Hmm. And this dude who owned the land had like this oasis. He managed to snag a piece of desert land that just had a bunch of palm trees.
Oh,
and in the bottom of it was like a well, and he tapped into it, and he was like farming freaking fish in the desert.
What the hell?
Yeah, and we camped on his land.
That is not a real guy. That's an illusion that you had.
He lives full time in the desert. That's and crazy. Surfs sometimes. He leaves the desert to go surf.
Oh, I thought it was like, there's a lot of water in this fish pond.
No, he's out. He's like outside Joshua Tree. It's like dusty as hell out there.
Yeah, it takes a certain kind of mental attitude to live that far out in the desert.
Yeah, it's got some Hills Have Eyes vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, and we met this like dusty old desert woman. And she like lived in a witch. It was like a fucking witch house. Like those homes were so old.
With all the like hanging down artifacts. Yeah.
Yeah. Like old newspaper clippings were floating everywhere. It's like a house from the 40s or some shit, which was getting swallowed back up by the desert.
Yep. Yep.
She like lives there with her half coyote dog, half regular dog. And
same dog?
No, they're two separate okay. dogs. They're both torsos.
Got it.
Or
got
lower it. The other halves, yeah.
And they're just dragging themselves around.
Yeah.
Screaming, kill me.
Scavengering each other. I was freaking candy flipping in the desert, dude. And this fucking coyote dog rolls up, and like when you're tripping, every desert critter looks like it's gonna kill you because you're in like overdrive mode.
Yeah.
And this fucking coyote walks over and everyone's laughing. I'm like, what are you laughing at? This thing's gonna fucking kill us. And then they're like, no, it's fine. It's her dog. And this fucking old witch woman comes out of the desert scrub.
Looking
and,
like the
cackling.
The lady from, what is it? The witch from Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, she was that. She was like your classic witch.
Nice.
Yeah, and she wanted to party with us young kids.
Oh, did that go down?
It kind of did, and it wasn't our choice. Like,
yeah,
there were no,
I get it. It's one of
like,
those.
There was nothing else around.
We call those like, a hop-on.
Yeah. She was a hop-on witch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was a neighbor by, like, you know, like 1/8 of a mile, but there's, like, nothing else going on. So, like, she saw our campfire going and just swarmed to it like a moth.
Wow. Her and her half coyotes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool, at least.
It was pretty fun. It was life-changing.
Yeah, I used to live in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. So you did some desert shit. Don't you like blow stuff up in the desert?
A lot of blowing stuff up. You know, there's not a lot of stuff you can do as a youth in Las Vegas because it's oriented towards an older, drunker, richer crowd, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So we would go out and like just take a road out into the desert and keep going until you hit something, basically. And there's a couple... Like there's a town called Pahrump where I think the claim to fame there is it's like right where prostitution becomes legal or something. So there's that. And
he's going to hump one out in Pahrump.
Yep. And on the way there, there's like a left-hand turn. There's not many turns because it's just desert. And it takes you on a back road to a lake that's out there. And on the way to this like lake, there's a bunch of like abandoned mines and little settlements made of like trailer homes.
Oh.
And they are fucking so creepy. And they go out of their way to run people off. There's like mannequin heads.
It's like
with
Jeepers
like
Creepers.
In them,
do you remember that movie?
What's up?
Jeepers Creepers. It's like this fucking scarecrow who would throw a ninja star made out of teeth and run people off the road in the desert.
I haven't heard of this, but yeah, that's where that guy lives in one of these things.
Yeah, man.
And there's lots of like if you stop you die signs. I think they're just like you know.
What's up with desert people? Hmm. What's up with desert people? Yeah, they're ghosts, right?
Yeah. They're corporeal ghosts. They're like leathery old baseball
prospectors.
Mitts
with, yeah, dusty old catcher's mitts for
exactly.
faces.
Yeah, it's gnarly. But yeah, you know, we would go by there and then we would like camp in these weird old mines and it's
you camp in the mines.
Yeah, probably not safe at all.
Wow.
But you know,
yeah, that's character building.
Yeah, it's what you do in the desert.
Oh man, dude. So one of my friends Parker suggested that we do a Q&A section for the people.
I think that's we've got a lot of knowledge to give.
Yeah,
I think it's And we'll answer anything, basically.
Okay, let's see what I got. Okay. So from Parker herself, fuck, marry, kill. You ready?
Okay.
Jeff Bezos, Zuck, Elon.
Ooh, this is rough. So Bezos is not going to be a good lover. There's no way.
Like, as in he's not going to... I feel like Bezos would fuck you.
Yeah. No. Bezos is too much of a financial top. He likes to just lay there and just get...
get domed, fin-domed.
Donked constantly. Yeah. He is a vessel for whatever you need to give him.
He is infrastructure, dude.
See? Right? So that's a maybe on the boning Bezos.
Okay. So what about marry or kill then? Does he fit into those categories?
I think I'm going to marry Elon. Like Grimes did it. She seems all right.
Yeah, they got a kid named a bunch of emoji or whatever.
He's into all kinds of dumb shit. Like, I got a lot of bad ideas, and he's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think we could do a bunch of bad things together. So, going to marry Elon. Yeah, Zuck could... fuck Zuck. Yeah.
You'd fuck Zuck?
No. In the sense that I could do without him. So
you kill him?
Let's nix the Zuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wait, does that leave you with fucking Bezos then?
Yeah, I mean, Bezos is just going to... lay there and
wow, did we just bubble sort that?
Kind of. So what's your dynamic trio?
I think it sounds about right. Like Bezos is like, he's a fucking machine. Okay. He just kind of looks like an android. He's just gonna do that, right? You don't want to kill him.
Yeah.
I think you want him on your side. Yeah, right.
I mean, logistically, he's got you do.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll deliver whatever you need. Mm-hmm. I think on the Zuck, yeah, I can't believe Zuck's even had sex. He's got kids.
That doesn't mean he's had sex.
Yeah, fair point.
He's got so much money.
He does have a lot of things. Yeah, he probably grew those kids.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, he's probably...
Elon would be fun. He'd be fun to banter with. You know, he's a troll.
Yep.
So are we. And he likes dank memes. And I would marry for that in a heartbeat.
You're going to keep each other interested. You got a long life. You're going to get a contractual obligation with somebody. Yeah. Might as well be
it would be a long relationship with him.
You're going to be on Mars together. Who would you be on Mars with out of the three of them? It's got to be Elon.
Yeah, it's got to be Elon.
You've got a rocket going back, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. So, what other stuff we got here?
Oh, I got some great ones. Okay, for my buddy Ed Wellbrook. It has an extension to the question, so let's just read the whole thing.
Sure.
Favorite sandwich and why, plus correct stacking order for the said sando.
Interesting. So, first off, the thing that pops to my mind is my brother had a sandwich that he loved as a kid, and it's an abomination. And... it's like, you know, so like, you know, just a standard wheat bread, right? Like nothing healthy, nothing like full of grains or anything like that. But like it's basically white bread that's brown so that they could sell it as wheat, right?
Okay.
Then
okay.
You take some jelly, right? And then you lay some bologna on top of that.
Ooh.
And then butter on top of that. And that's his.
Is this real?
Yeah. He used to do... I don't know that he still does this.
Wow.
Maybe. It could explain a lot about his character.
Damn. Anyway,
so I'm submitting that one.
Okay. Yeah. That's your favorite sandwich.
That's my favorite sandwich. My favorite sandwich is my brother ate that thing.
Yeah, you don't have to eat it for it to be your favorite. It could be the favorite one you've seen someone eat. Oh, fuck. That's hard. I only had a serious answer.
I mean, you can... Serious answers count, too. Range on this podcast.
We're not all shit talk.
Mm-hmm.
I like a fucking fried chicken sandwich, man. I'm gonna be real. I like spicy mayo on it.
Nice.
I like that at the foundation. I like a lettuce at the bottom layer.
Crisp.
I think it's crisp. It's got some crunch. It stops your bottom bun getting soggy.
Yep, you need that layer in there.
I would add a couple pickles to it.
Okay,
I keep it pretty minimal. I think that. those Sammies are best on potato buns.
Ooh, that's a, yeah, that's a good sandwich.
I think most burgers are best with potato buns, and anything else is bullshit.
I mean, yeah, final great solution.
Great. Okay, we have one from Ian Broyles. Can you each compliment your least favorite company in a sincere way? I say fuck this question. This is too wholesome.
We can do this. We should try to do this.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, mine's obviously Facebook.
Say something nice about Facebook. Sincerely nice.
Oh, man.
It's going to hurt. You can do
I think they've done some great open source projects.
There you go.
And those have been beneficial. And I'm not going to say anything bad.
Okay.
But that's that. Yeah, I've benefited from some of those things.
All right. There you go. That's a sincere answer.
That was hard. I am sweating.
What's my least favorite company? I don't even, that's tough. I mean, you got to figure that there's got to be something worse than Facebook, right? Like some sort of private prison.
Yeah.
Private prison, like,
how about Enron?
Management company.
How about Enron? What do you think
Enron.
Of them?
Enron. I don't know anything about Enron. Enron has a good logo.
It has a great logo. Wasn't that like a...
Boom. We did this.
Damn.
So, damn. Enron has a great, sincerely, good job on your logo, Enron.
Should we do more questions? These are fun.
Yeah.
I'm having fun with this. Okay. So, we've got from Jada.
Okay.
Worst drug trips, best trips.
Whoa. This is You go. Do you have this one locked and loaded?
I don't think I've had a worst trip, honestly.
Yeah,
like
I would
describe worst as like nothing happened. Like I've been pretty lucky on trips. I'd say like best one though is probably like Well, we had a pretty good one.
Yeah, that one was pretty fun.
Blasted off and like everything, like I died like a trillion times, ego death. That was sick. I like turned into a ball of energy and stuff.
Oh, this is the one where I decided at the beginning that I wasn't gonna move.
Oh yeah, you locked yourself in like a Buddha. That was crazy.
Sat through the whole thing while there's like, what was it, four of us?
Yeah.
You guys were running around. Somebody was
doing
DJing.
Fucking
it was,
laps.
It was like a light show.
Someone got
insane
tacos. Yeah. Yep. That shit was dope.
I had a good time. It was fun. Yeah, like I learned, that was my million iterations on how to learn equanimity.
Whoa.
You're being yanked around by your emotions in like a journey state. And like, you know, some demons trying to eat your eyes. You're like, it'll pass. It'll pass.
I described that trip. To Jada, who asked this question, as a hero's dose.
There you go. Yeah. It was potent.
Yeah. That thing fucking slapped the shit out of me. Yep. That was great.
There was some brokering I remember some friends trying to work some stuff out musically.
Oh, yeah. It was like a competition.
Right. There is a fucking, oh, God. So I was
like
sitting.
Like a DJ battle?
There was a DJ battle, but also, I forget who it was, whoever it was. Somebody was really enamored with like the keyboard there and was like playing notes and
single notes.
The synesthetic quality of this was like, oh my God, do that one again.
Yeah, we were like idiot kids, just like waiting for the air to wiggle, right?
Exactly. I'm like, yeah.
Like, that was dope. That was dope as fuck.
Pretty good.
So everyone listening, do drugs with us.
But only in a safe environment.
Only in a safe environment.
With trusted friends where you can learn something and integrate it afterwards. More sincerity. There you go. What else we got?
Okay.
We just had one come in.
My friend. Oh, I see one from our friend Carrie who listens. Okay. Hi, Carrie. The question is, what's your version of the worst job in tech?
Oof. There's a running list on this one, probably.
What do we think that is? Like, as in to do it or to observe?
Ooh, yeah.
How would you...
The worst job that you would have to do in tech. I don't know how to answer that. There are a million things I don't want to do. So I think just the worst, like, assignment, like the type of work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there is some, like, being a designer in, like, an enormous system where you're, like, 50 people away from any real decision. That's got to be terrible.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's cozy for some fucking people, though. They slide in, and they're like a sleeper cell.
I have to believe that those people
are
creative, and
I know some that, like, operate, like they basically embed themselves in the system and can fucking chill and work on their side projects.
Hey, that's all right.
And are just, yeah, they're just like, I mean, I've worked with some recently, and I mean, they're just cruising.
Somebody's got to fund your work.
They're cruising.
Well, that's fine, then. That's not a terrible job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a terrible in the sense that if you were trying to get anything done with your job, that sucks.
Yeah, but if you're invisible,
doing their art, that's cool.
Yeah, they're just like sticking it to the man. What do you think the worst? What do you think the worst is?
I think it's something in. No, tech accounting's pretty creative, actually.
Yeah. What about growth?
Yeah, growth hacking,
bro. Growth hacking.
Growth hacking. It's because, like, it's a racket.
Yeah, you're developing like cancer on purpose.
Basically, yeah.
Like tumors.
Being a psychologist, being somebody who understands human behavior who works for Facebook. Yeah, that's the worst job because you know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Remember when they did that fucking test? They were like, they had a bunch of those psychologists and they're like, they ran a really like pretty big segment, but they're downplaying it. Like, yeah, it was only like 0.5% of users, but we decided to show them really bad content, negative content, to see if it would affect them and cause them to post bad content. And it turns out it does.
I mean, yeah. So that job, having to go home.
Fuck that.
And balance knowing that you are doing this consciously or otherwise, that's rough. So anyways, that's there's got to be a funnier version of the
there's
job.
A funnier one, like the person has to like replenish the snacks for the engineers,
or just like some tech CEO's personal assistant.
Oh yeah,
that job.
Dude, like, I feel like, yeah, working for someone like Dave Moore, that dude with like the day and night phone.
I'm not talking shit about anybody. I'm just saying in general, there is a type of person. I might have been that type of person at one point. I don't know. But so being that type of person's a personal assistant, yeah, that's a shit gig. What else we got?
Okay, so here's a good one. This is for my favorite new Twitter follower. Penis retard 69.
Fucking Christ. I mentioned that. Yeah, so this is
this is
all of our fans are unemployed. That's what we're working with.
So here, I'll read it verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, looking forward to checking out this episode. Just wanted to know, is it gay for two homie, HOMMY, to suck a ass? Thank you, bro. Raising hands emoji.
Two homie to suck an ass?
Well, two homie to suck a ass.
To suck a ass.
So first of all, it's a single ass.
Yeah, and two homie.
Yeah, TWO. So it's two. It's two. But two, I presume.
I mean, you're not, you know, two. You're like, you're too much homie. So you're just a two homie. So, double homie.
Yeah, does homie mean homicide? For two
So two homicidal maniacs to suck a ass. So,
yeah, is that gay?
I mean, so like what part of the ass are you sucking?
Is it just the hole? Is it the ring?
Or like around the ears or where it neighs?
Yeah, is it its hoof?
Because if both you and your homie suck a hoof, I mean, I think that's just pedophilia.
It depends how old this ass is.
That's true. Like, you know, if it's a... Yeah. I don't think it's gay.
I don't think it's gay. It could be. We don't have enough information.
Yeah. And like... In what circumstance does it matter if it's gay? Right? Like,
right.
Are we doing a census?
I think it's a sense. I think it is a census.
Okay, so we're doing a homie census, and we need to know how many of the homies are gay, and then, or homie, how many homie are gay, and
yeah,
the only way to know this is.
But if one does it, is that gay?
Yeah, I think if one does, then all.
Yeah, but if it's two, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's true, but it feels right.
Seems good to me.
Yeah.
Next.
Well, did you get any?
Just had a few come in.
Yeah, what do you got?
One just from Evan Cancellerie.
It's a great name.
On Twitter. It's not a question.
Okay.
But I'm gonna put a question mark at the end of it. So it says,
great.
Accuse Pascal of being an app boy?
That's fucked, dude. I've never used an app in my life. Okay. But I do like appetizers.
See? All right. So you're an appetizer boy.
We've talked about app boys, right?
Yeah, we have beaten app boys to death.
Yeah.
We don't need any more app boys here. Okay. So we got one from Masha. I haven't read this yet, so it's going to be real time. What is the distance between Earth and the moon in squirrels? Okay.
Okay. In squirrels. Squirrels?
Yeah, as a unit of measurement. Mm. That's nuts. Next one. So list of coolest Australian animals and the sounds they make.
Oh, dude. There are a lot of cool Australian animals.
Okay. I like this one. This is
as an question. Australian, I can tell you that one of my favorites is the kookaburra, which the native Aboriginal folks call the laughing jackass.
Can you do it?
Yeah, it's sort of like... Wait.
Gotta get back in the throat.
It's kind of like that. It's like...
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it goes faster, though. It's like 3x if someone was going like...
And it keeps going, too. It's brutal.
Yeah. And so you wake up in Australia in the morning with kookaburras just fucking laughing. And they're trolls. And they're cute.
My only experience with one of these was in, what is it, Maui. I was down there for a friend's like bachelor party, and we were staying at a hotel that was near the what was it? It must have been Waikiki Zoo or something, or Honolulu Zoo somewhere. And they have one there. It's just so goddamn loud every morning.
Wow.
They're
like nature's alarm clock. They're sort of like the rooster of Australia.
Yeah, but like a rooster on an enormous amount of steroids.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on coke.
Coke rooster.
It's very fast.
So the Australian coke rooster goes something like that.
Yep.
Got it. What else we got?
Oh, emus. Dude, emus. They sound like they're fucking beatboxing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll be like
oh, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Shit's like dinosaur level.
Okay.
What else do we have?
What do platypuses sound like? That's the.
I think they kind of sound like Daffy. I think they have lisps.
Some of that.
Yeah.
I'm just a platypus. I can't. Can you do the actual Donald voice? Like talking?
I can't. I can just do the like when you shake your head. We were like. It's like he's motorboating someone.
I would like to crack the Donald voice.
It's hard. Point. You got to make like an air pocket in the side of your... It sounds... That is good. But I can't say anything.
I don't
anything.
Know how you talk, though.
You almost said something. That is further than I can get. I just sound like an idiot.
So that's a platypus.
Yep. What other animals do we have? Kangaroos are weirdly quiet.
Really?
Yeah, they don't say shit. They keep their emotions inside.
They're just repressed.
Yeah, they're repressed.
Okay, so kangaroos are repressed. They're silent.
Yeah, and then, like, they're... Oh, dude, there's the lyrebird.
Mm.
L-Y-R-E,
so
I believe.
So it just sounds like a... Is a lyre of... No, that's a lute.
And I think there's a bowerbird, which also does the same thing. They can imitate shit.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
So they can do, like, car alarms and shit and, like, other birds...
Camera and snaps and such.
Yeah. That's and cool. I think the bowerbirds collect blue items.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll collect like
pieces of plastic and stuff.
Yeah. Like from bottle, like bottle caps and pens.
Smurf limbs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Typical blue stuff.
Classic blue stuff.
So that's pretty good. It's a pretty good list. So we got another. All right.
What do we got?
She asked two more questions. Explain what blockchain is in four words.
Oh, man. I don't understand it, dude.
All right. So long numbers on ledgers?
Long numbers on ledgers?
Sure.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Those words make sense together.
All right, that's enough. I think that's okay. What everybody needs to know. And then we're over 30 minutes, but we're going to keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going. This is about, we're in the end game now.
Actually, we only have one more left, and it's who is your favorite coworker?
Oh, who is your favorite coworker at this company, Sharing Noodles Inc.?
Yeah, don't have one. And on that note, this has been Shuring New Dills, episode 10. See ya.